Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from a still undisclosed location, but we'll get there one day.
Maybe.
Construction will begin soon on the new official location. And then next week or two.
All right. And then once everything's finished, then we'll have a
Give us a little bit more time to come up with a name.
Right, right.
Or should we even come up with a new name? I don't know.
Maybe parts unknown.
Yes. Always throw it up to the listeners.
Yeah, so. So
Lane's Wild and Wacky Recording Studio.
So
Laneville.
Otisburg. It's episode 200.
That's,
whoa.
See, now that's a milestone.
Boom.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right, see you guys 200. Later.
Okay. So we
contract fulfilled.
We made it.
Yeah. That's kind of awesome.
100 episodes.
Awesome. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wouldn't have saw that coming.
No.
I would not.
I did not.
Two episodes, three locations later.
Stuck with it. Yeah. See, kids, that's what happens. That's perseverance. What happens.
Yeah. Consistency.
You stick with it long enough, you will still be making no money.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys are making no arguments.
Yeah.
So
that's what happens.
That's what happens.
Nothing.
Not a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
So let's go around the table and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes where you can go rate, review, subscribe. We talked about in the last episode, if you don't know what to leave in a review, maybe suggest a good starting point for the next person that stumbles upon the reviews. And your favorite episode or episode where you thought the movie was particularly bad or where we were particularly funny. There can't be too many of those to choose from.
Those are few and far between.
Yeah, so it should be pretty easy.
Whichever one I'm the least offensive on.
Your favorite racially insensitive
moment. The ones you're not
in. Yeah. Your favorite racially insensitive
There are very few of
Joe.
Those, Dan.
I know.
Yeah.
So
I've been on more than Kevin. It's fine.
But Kevin edits them all.
I know, it's true. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm going to be on none of them.
You know, like Kevin's in everyone all the time.
Yeah. It's really weird how that happens, even when he's in like Chicago.
He always puts in, this
you
is
know,
Kevin.
Dan said something like that once, and his mic got turned off for a whole episode.
Yeah.
So you
need better be careful.
And I had something to say in that one, too.
You did. Yeah, you were a talkative one on that one. As well, you should have been. That was the Fantastic Four is what that was.
Yeah. So we're on iTunes. Not iTunes. We are on iTunes, but I just said that. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/realspoilers, and Twitter @realspoilers. You can email the show @realspoilers@reviewstl.com or any of us at our name and then @realspoilers.com. Ta-da. So that's all the shameless plugs. We will now dig into the Purge election year.
Yeah.
We turn our eyes to Joe.
So could
this
we have a
1, 2, 3, go?
Could we have a quick little background because I have not seen the first two movies
ever,
ever.
Oh, all right.
So first, this is my first time.
Well, what do you mean ever?
Yeah, that's what
else would that have meant?
Well, like recently,
I have not seen the two movies
this week.
Today,
what about 6 months ago? Oh, yeah, no, I saw them 6 months ago.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Okay.
So, Tom, you've not seen the first two, right?
No, I've seen them all.
You did?
Yeah, I've seen them all.
Okay, so maybe I'm the only one. So
the first one stars Ethan Hawke and Lena Headey.
Okay,
And it's just kind of, it's a horror movie, kind of. There's nothing special. You are told that the purge is when
all crime is legal for 12 hours.
Right. And it's the government doing it?
The government doing it. Okay. And like their reasoning is it's a way to get out all of your rage and aggression in these 12 hours. That way everything goes back to peaceful nature.
Is crime way down during the year because of
that's
the purge?
That's the deal. Is that like the crime is way down because you can do whatever you want in these 12 hours.
Okay.
So in the first movie, Ethan Hawke and Lena Headey are married. They have a family and they've locked down their house and everything seems to be fine.
He actually sells systems
that's
to protect
what it is.
Your house.
Oh, okay.
And he's
so,
got like the,
so
the
he's got
state
a badass
of the art.
One.
Right.
But
and
not
then,
good enough.
Well, somebody comes to the door and is like, let me in. They're going to kill me. And then the kids kind of like screw it up.
Oh, so that's a trickeroo?
Well, no, they let him in, but yeah. There's people who want this guy.
Oh,
so they attack the house and they end up, spoiler, well, I won't spoil it, I guess. And then like there's...
That's bad news bears for them.
It's bad news bears for the entire family.
So yeah. Is it good?
I like
it.
The first
started,
it's really good.
So
the first one is original. You've got a really good cast,
okay.
And it's a really good movie.
Okay,
yeah.
The second one is a Punisher movie without
now that's
being
Anarchy something or what?
I think it's called Anarchy.
The Purge Anarchy, is that right?
So the second one stars Frank Grillo,
okay.
As a guy whose son is killed. So he decides to go out on Purge night and take revenge until he realizes he doesn't want to do that. Like it's a bad idea.
Yeah. So in this movie, okay, so he's the same character.
Same
so
character.
I got that he, I was like, was he in the last one?
Yes.
And he did mention that he did things that he didn't want to do. He was the Punisher. He was getting revenge on.
He was straight up the Punisher.
Yeah.
He was the Punisher.
It was a Punisher movie without being a Punisher
okay.
movie.
So
that was the same guy.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's
crossbones.
Yeah.
In Captain America. Oh, okay. Yeah.
But so he is killing bad guys that are purging.
So
anyone that's purging.
So in the second one, he's out on Purge night and he ends up coming across people that he starts to protect.
Okay.
And he is killing people who are trying to kill the people that he is
protecting.
Innocent
people, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
And
now this girl from the third one, has she...
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, so this is what confused me, because I'm like, I thought I heard Frank Grillo was in the last one, and then they build up this character played by this lead female that's out there kicking ass, and I'm like, it seems like we're supposed to know her.
Yeah,
but
it was really
but like,
odd.
So in the beginning of this movie, it's a flashback to however long ago, and this woman's family is murdered on Purge night. For no apparent reason.
Yeah, and it's
reason.
Not. We're talking about different people right now, though. I'm talking about the one that grew up with Joe in the shop. She has a nickname. She's the
black lady.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Other kids were scared.
They talk
like,
about her
to.
Like you're supposed
Does anybody,
to know her.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah, she's on The Walking Dead.
It's not her.
Oh, it's not.
That's
her.
What I thought. And I was like, oh, cool. They brought in the gal from The Walking
Dead. That did look like the sister of the guy that died or whatever.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. It does look just like her.
Do you watch The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
What's the black gal's name?
Michonne.
Not Michonne,
but the sister of the guy that died.
Tyrese's sister.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember.
She looks just like her. I thought that too.
But it's not.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, but they bring that character in.
That's just weird, though, that she's got a nickname. Dan, did you see this one?
Well, she even has that moment where she's like...
She turns it on.
Where she's like, I'm back, bitches.
And I don't even know what that name was, but whatever.
Are you? And it was like, but why would... We didn't even know you hadn't even really established...
Were you going?
Yeah, I just think that they should have been a lot more clear in either introduce a character we've seen or give us a flashback or some insight, because...
I think you're giving this movie too much credit.
Oh, my God.
It is... There are certain... Like, I like Frank Grillo a lot. I think Frank Grillo has the ability to be a really big action star, but he and the senator in this movie...
Not in the Marvel universe.
Not anymore.
He had his moment.
Did you see the second Purge?
Yeah, that's the thing. I didn't see the first one, and I saw the second one, and when I was watching the second one, I was like, how... I felt like I didn't miss anything
from
the first movie.
You did, because it was a completely different story.
Yeah. Which is what, when I saw the trailer for this, I was like, are these even related to each other other than they have these purges?
So two and three are related to each other
only
because Frank Grillo's in both.
Okay. And he plays
the same
character?
He's the same character.
So not Frank Castle.
Not
the Punisher?
Yeah. He's the Drank Massel. Is who he is, because he's pretty much the Punisher.
Yeah,
like there's
Drank Massel.
Yeah.
Drake.
Yeah. He's like in that second movie, he's got like a black T-shirt on and a big trench coat.
Yeah,
like a long black trench coat, and I was like, yeah, we got it.
He's Franklin Mansion.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So this one starts off with our main character's family is murdered in front of her, and she kind of takes it. She is. I'm just gonna say it. She is the Bernie Sanders character in this. She is like that's the character that she's
playing.
Well,
she has glasses. She has right. thick black glasses.
Right, exactly. So. But I mean, she's campaigning against like the evil founding fathers guy, who's kind of an allegory for Donald Trump.
Let's just say she's trying to trump the evil exactly. her evil candidate.
Right.
Competitor.
I feel like he's more like Mitt Romney. Like, he looks more like
Mitt Romney.
He does
look a lot like Mitt Romney. That's why I kept thinking of him. Like,
I never really got the vibe of... I know he's... Mitt Romney was a big-time Mormon, but I never really got the vibe that he was this major religious zealot.
No, I never did.
Like, to me, the guy's more like a Ted Cruz. Like that.
I meant in physical appearance.
Sure.
Yeah, but yes, in terms Ted of attitude... Ted Cruz is absolutely... That's...
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Did you ever see the video of him where they're holding up a sign of Kevin from
yes.
the Office?
That's awesome.
And then like they're pointing, like, you know, Ted Cruz yeah. equals Kevin from the Office, and Ted Cruz sees it and he just kind of winks and points at the guy, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like,
I've never seen that.
It's kind of creepy.
But supposedly Ted Cruz, like, really, like, he was probably the candidate that was the most knowledgeable about pop culture.
Oh, really?
Like, he loves That's TV weird. And movies, and, like, it's counterintuitive because you would think he'd be the guy that would only listen to Christian bands.
Right.
But that apparently, like, he's, like, seen every episode of The Simpsons, and, like, he, like...
Oh, is he the one that does impressions that of every Simpsons character?
Yeah, that were all
terrible
really...
impressions.
Yes, they were. Okay. Awful.
It was just Ted Cruz's voice.
Because I couldn't figure out when I first heard that if that was a joke. I mean, like, if that was really him. And I'm like, they're like, Ted Cruz doing Simpson impressions. And then you yeah. listen to it and you're like, what is happening?
Yeah. Well, and I've seen people talk about how they think that that's like his only way to connect with humans. Do you enjoy the television? I too enjoy the
he
television.
He's Krang and Kodos or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, Kodos and Krang.
He's
Don't blame
one of the
me. I voted
aliens.
For Kodos.
Yeah.
Oh, I just remember like that where like his daughter's on the campaign trail and he tried to awkwardly give her a hug and a kiss and yeah. she was like,
she wanted
off?
Nothing yeah. to do with him.
Yeah. Like, get yeah. off me, you weirdo. You're not even my real dad.
Yeah.
So we should mention
that I hired.
So I was a little confused in this first scene. I mean, not that I probably did give this too much thought, but like the future senator who's going to be our main female lead in this movie, she's tied up with her family 18 years prior, and this guy is like playing creepy music and funky music yeah. for them to die to. And he's like, all right, mommy, time to
the average white band.
No. It was George Clinton.
It was George Clinton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they the ones that sang? Or was that Wild Cherry?
They're saying what?
Play that funky music, white boy.
I don't know.
I thought that was Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I thought it was Casey and the Sunshine Band, too.
Is it?
I thought so.
But anyway, so they're all tied up, and the weird, the
you
killer.
I think you're right. Sorry.
That's
all right. No, Wild Cherries, play that funky music.
Oh, look at you.
Damn,
man.
Yeah. Look at that. So anyway, so the you know
I add value.
So the their captor is like, you know, I just want you to die to this funky
so
music.
I believe that like they picked the mom picked her.
Herself?
No. She's young. She,
oh, she is.
She's the
that's
daughter.
That's what I couldn't figure out.
Yeah,
I thought
yeah,
that it was
yeah.
her tied up, and then he's a mommy. It's time to play. You know, he's basically saying you choose one person that's going to live.
Yeah,
and then she was like alive, and I'm like, wait a minute, she chose herself.
No, I think her mom chose.
Her mom was a different. Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. Because they had them all lined up on the couch, but like,
but they're all
the
bloody
way
and tied up.
Yourself
and,
over your kids,
yeah, right? That's what
I mean.
That works,
it's better
right?
to live with guilt than not live at all.
So is that what you thought? Because I'm like,
no,
that's
not what I thought at all. For real, it's not.
Yeah,
I didn't think it that way at all. I took it that she picked the
daughter.
She picked the daughter.
Okay.
So like they filmed.
I just thought
whole,
it was her for some reason.
That whole opening scene.
So you don't understand this yet, Kevin, because you only have one child. But I have two children and a stepdaughter, and I know exactly which one I would pick in that instance. I always it might rotate throughout the week, but I always know which one I would let live and which two I would let die.
And you let them figure that out.
Yeah.
Never let them
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah, no, you don't right, want them to know yeah, because right. if you let them know, they'll stop trying.
Exactly.
Right?
You don't want that.
And you don't want the one that's awesome to start sloughing off. Right. So you got to kind of let you just got to leave that little carrot dangling in front of them.
I don't want Zach. I mean, both three of them, all of them yeah. at the same time.
In case there's ever a purge.
Just saying.
Well, I'm just saying you might want to clean up your room
depending on who wins this next one.
Yeah,
so this do they get into the that's what I felt like is that they're just kind of making up their history in these movies as they go
so
along.
Like I
yes.
feel like
which
the
was
first...
my frustration with the second one. That's why I was like, I don't
See, and what I liked about the first one is that they really didn't try to explain much at all. They were
right.
There's a night of crime. Anything goes.
Yeah.
Go.
And now start your movie.
That's what
and
I thought.
And I think the problem with it, because I like this. I liked the first one.
I dug
the second
one
was okay. This one is a big steaming turd.
Yeah.
And
they have gotten...
And the problem
the fourth
is
one's going to go straight to DVD.
The more they try to explain what's going on and how it works and why it works.
Well, I think did they do that in the second one?
They would try.
They
tried
to do that,
to do
that
one,
in the
like
second
building
one.
This universe, and I was like,
and that's where and those were its and weakest
that,
points.
Yeah. And it was like if you know going in to see that movie and not seeing the first one. I felt like I was making up the universe. I was like, oh, I'm just making up how this, you know, it was like somebody who hadn't any inkling of the story before made up the sort of like this universe. And I, that's kind of what I was getting out of this one. I was like,
they also
I think
kept,
they're just building on top of this house
of cards. They kept adding rules.
Nonsense.
So like I did in the first two. Like
you can't purge after midnight.
You can't
get your purge wet.
But like, I don't remember in either one of them saying anything about government. Officials being off the table.
No, there were.
I
remember that like they had protected themselves. I do remember that.
Was in the
okay, second one. Or was
I don't
the
remember.
First one?
I think it was that might have been in the first one, honestly.
So.
But yeah. I do remember that there were certain levels of government that you couldn't go after.
Okay.
So what is all this new founding fathers crap? Is that from the other ones or is that made up?
It's always been there, but it's always been kind of vague just in
who they are.
There's been some sort of revolution. It's been 25 or 30 years.
Right.
And that they instituted this purge as one of their major platforms. And
but they're in control of the country now?
Yes.
So is there a president?
No.
Well,
I guess there is somebody running for president.
See what I'm saying, though? But like, so these two, so Juliet from Lost is the main character,
that's who
the senator.
Is. Yeah. She's been in some other, like, I didn't watch
she was
Lost,
on V. She was on the V reboot.
Okay.
But yeah, from Lost is how I think is one of her more, you know.
Yeah.
And then, so she's the main character, and then she's running against the guy that you say looks like Romney. But I'm like, okay, so as neither, she's not the president, obviously. Is that guy the president, or they're both not
president? They don't say who the president
is. So that's what, is it the old guy in the beginning calling people, see you next Tuesdays? You know what I mean? Like, who is the president currently?
So,
that's
like,
what I could
whenever I see that guy, all I think is, like, he plays the same character in everything.
They lost me in that conversation. I'm like, this is ridiculous.
They go so far out of their way to use certain words. Well, not only that, but to make the bad guys bad.
Yeah.
Like, it just becomes a cartoon, but not in a fun way.
No, that old guy's like, what is that dirty doing? We're going to kill that stupid rat bastard. Like, it was terrible writing.
It was like I was watching Deadwood.
He was really saying that.
At some point,
I
thought the poor man might have had Tourette's.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know.
He was just so forcefully cursing and saying these words where you're just like, okay, we get it. You're bad guys. You don't want the senator to win. Like, it was just so out of place. And then all the other guys are nodding
like,
up and down.
Yeah. And they do that thing I hate in movies where it's like, it starts with a conference room of people watching a news story. That is all the exposition the viewer needs.
Correct.
And then he turns it off and starts the meeting.
And they all turn towards the main
Dan,
guys.
Now that we're all caught up.
Have you sat at... I'm going to go out on a limb and say that given your career choice, you've sat in quite a few conference rooms and had meetings.
Mm.
Have you ever began it with a television news broadcast
bringing
everyone up to speed on what was going on?
I'm going to start doing that
in
my meetings.
Can I also mention that what they're watching is a vertical screen?
Yeah.
Like, so somehow the news broadcast is going to be broadcasted on a vertical television and fit the ratio properly?
Correct. That's the way that works,
What station broadcasts the news on vertical, and it was
future.
It was a compilation of newscasts.
Yeah.
It wasn't
just one
news.
No, so everything they watched was on a vertical screen.
They had edited together different news broadcasts.
In the future, everybody holds their camera the wrong way.
Yeah.
Have you been on Facebook?
Yeah.
I feel like 80% of the people do.
But I'm like,
you don't know how this thing works at this point?
It's picky, but I'm like, really? They're watching the news on a screen like that? I'm like, how would that fit? And everything was in the screen. It wasn't like stuff was cut off on the sides. Like, somehow everything they needed was in that nice vertical picture. Yeah.
So this gal is running for she's running for president, and she is she's the shining star.
She's the senator.
She's also like, I guess in the second movie they kind of said they figured out that the purge was being used to take out like the desolate and the lower class, and so that the government didn't have to pay for housing and didn't have to pay for food, didn't have to pay for all
so that was
medical.
In the second a little
I think
because I'm just like
but wait, and this is I that's not what would happen at all. Like, that's one of my biggest complaints about these movies is I don't think that's what would occur.
What do you mean?
Like they're saying that basically the poor people are going to run around and kill each other. And
right,
like,
right.
I really don't, I mean.
No, wouldn't they rise up and kill the
rich?
Like, yeah. I'm not trying to get overly political, but
this movie was.
But if what happened in Dallas has taught us anything, like, that's not what would occur.
No.
Like, that's
no, they would
not,
go after. They would go after, right. Quote unquote, the man.
Right.
You know, and I don't. And that's who they would go after.
Yeah.
And we saw it.
Which is also why I remember that, like, they did have those. You couldn't go after certain levels of the government. Okay. Because I remember thinking, like, well, the first thing they're going to do
go
is
go after the government.
You're just going to go after the, like, you know.
Are you kidding?
They're going to go kill cops and politicians.
Right. Well,
and
that's the other thing is, like, they say that there's no police department. There's no EMS. There's no.
They all.
Everything takes the
everything
night off.
Shut down.
And you are, for the next 12 hours, you are
on your own.
On your
well,
own.
Let me ask you this.
I would say the first thing they go. If you could take the most dyed-in-the-wool Christian conservative going after lobbyists is pretty much like
that's
everybody
where you're
is
going.
Like the checklist is gonna be like, well, I'm gonna start with the lobbyists.
Well,
grandma, you're in on that too.
Okay, good,
cool.
Perfect. Well, the other thing, the other two problems I have with it is, one, I and maybe I'm naive, but I don't think that, like, 40%, the only thing stopping roughly 40% of this
from
country
murdering
from
people?
Becoming serial killers is the fact that there's a law
right.
against it.
Right. Like, that is I just, everybody in this movie, everybody with the exception of our main characters are just like, yeah, man, let's just murder everybody. We're gonna kill everybody we come in contact with.
Yeah, like, I just don't believe. And then
you know what I would do? I'd break into Best Buy and steal a TV.
Yeah, that's exactly. Like, that would be the crime. The crime would consist more of theft.
Yeah.
Property damage.
Yeah, looting.
And a lot of people sitting at home just really going to town on BitTorrent.
But can't you,
is this a global purge?
No.
So, okay, so first
they,
of all, can't,
they tell us that, like,
does
people
anybody
are now
plan vacations?
Well, you know what?
Like, the first
they
would do now
in this movie. Like, they do. And
they call
this
it murder
is,
tourism.
This is the only thing in this movie that I thought was clever.
Yes.
Is that they address the fact that people from other countries are starting to come here to participate in the purge. So they have murder tourism.
But I would also in turn think this would be a good time to
get out of the country.
I
yeah.
have friends who lived in Soulard, and when Mardi Gras came around, they would leave.
Yep.
Right.
You
yep.
know?
Dog
so
the
I would
way.
Certainly think that this would be a good time to be like, you know what? I've got some days
to go to
I'm
like the
take.
Bahamas.
We'll be back later.
Well, so
you know,
like,
that is a really good point. Like, when the rich,
why are you staying?
The rich people have all these safe rooms and they're so pretend, why wouldn't they just leave?
If you're rich, why wouldn't you just leave? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it's
a good
like
point.
You could build a panic room or
you could just
go to Canada.
Go to hang out on a beach.
Travelocity has got a deal right now.
Well, so I was going to say, so a lot of people during the purge that aren't the crazy murderers, though, they are at home, right? They're like, most Americans are at home locked in their house.
Yeah,
so
right.
Most aren't murdering. It's just the crazies.
60% of the population's murdering.
That's crazy.
And this isn't like a pop quiz purge, right? They don't go, oh, wait, by the way, the purge is today.
No. Like, you know,
you
it's
know
coming.
When's coming.
It's an
man.
Annual
you know
thing. It's an annual thing.
Yeah.
At
and
this
I think
time.
You'd see lots of acts of vengeance. Like,
yes.
I would rather see a purge that centers around someone getting revenge. Like, that's...
Well, that's what the right. second one was going to be about.
Yeah.
And then...
Because they made a reference to this, that the lady killed her husband because she was mad at him.
And then she
something.
Was... And then she regretted it.
And then she immediately regretted yeah. it.
This no. solved nothing.
You probably wouldn't.
No.
If
you shot your husband in the face.
Yeah. Could you... You know, and that would, what this would also mean is that in the future, there is no Dateline NBC.
What?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
No
well,
more
when,
domestic
when,
murder porn.
When would people kill their spouses?
Oh, that's
they
true.
They would do it on the day of purge. Like, they would just, and then they wouldn't go to jail for it.
Poor, what's that guy's name who does that? Who does, what's the Dateline NBC
Keith
guy?
Keith Morrison?
No, the other guy.
Keith Morrison. Oh.
Are you thinking of, like, that, 60 Minutes?
No,
Tom
no,
Brokaw?
No. There's the
Tom
other guy
Brokaw.
Who, like, took,
Keith
who took over who took over for.
Are you thinking of Chris Hansen?
No. He's also one of my. He was the Catch a Predator guy. But he. He's the guy who took over for the dude who lied about being
on
a chopper.
The guy who took over for Ryan Williams.
Yeah, the black guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian Gumbel?
Not Brian Gumbel.
When he's on Dateline, because he's usually got his news garb on.
He does,
but when he's on Dateline, he always has his, like, street garb, so he's got, like, a leather vest.
It's Al
Roker.
He's like,
it's Friday night. We're going to talk about spouses. It's yeah. always the husband, and I got my leather vest.
My head is like Stuart Scott, but that's the guy from ESPN.
Yeah.
Oh, dang it. That's going to drive me crazy because he's...
It's what's his face from the about. Kelly show of Michael Strahan. Michael Strahan.
But yeah, like he's the guy who's on Dateline. Of course, now it's just like, well, have a good night, folks. Because we all know when everybody's going to die.
It's the husband.
Sorry.
I spoiled it. So, okay.
It's always the husband.
Are we moving on?
Yeah, so okay. she's running for president, and she's pretty much, she's got the vote of, like, the middle to lower class, where this guy is preaching about the purge, and he is going full tilt with, you know, and the people are starting to turn in her favor.
She's only 1% behind in the polls.
Yeah, she has to win Florida.
Except that everyone at this
is cheering for her.
Is cheering for her, but she's 1%
right.
behind or ahead?
Behind.
But yeah.
Behind.
Which
and that's when Grumpy Curse Word Pants has to, whoever that was.
So he's, if you ever watch Justified?
Yeah.
He's Raylan Givens' dad.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the only place that I know him from.
Yeah.
Which is a great show. So they decide that they're going to rescind the government rule and everybody is fair game.
Lester Holt.
I knew it was the whitest name I've ever heard in my life. So they rescind that rule and everybody's on the table and they're going to kill her. That way it takes.
Wait,
takes
so
her.
Okay, so that's why I didn't understand. So she's a senator. So that was
she was protected. She
before.
Was protected. And
okay.
Now she's not.
Well, so that, presumably she would have been protected even if she hadn't been a senator because I mean I'm assuming the
once
rules
you're running for president.
Yeah.
Right. You
kind
of get
Bernie
that.
Sanders had Secret Service.
Absolutely.
You know, and yep. He didn't even become a nominee. You know, the official nominee.
Yeah, like, he's still got it.
I don't know if he still does or not.
He probably does.
He might have it until Hillary officially gets the nomination.
I think that's up this week.
Yeah.
Is what the word is.
Do you see the Green Party's offering for him to run on their card?
We'll nominate you right now if you run
They know he's
card.
Got a better chance than anyone. That
I would be like, yes, I'll take it. Whatever draws more votes away from
does.
Trump, I don't care. So, yeah, so there's this plan. So Frank Grillo, Frank Castle, he has now
Frank Chateau. Franklin Chateau is what we're calling him.
Franklin Small House. So he has somehow got himself as her head of security, and there's no explanation as to how he ended up there.
Well, he took the job, remember? She's like, why'd you interview for this job?
I guess that's right. He did interview.
He interviewed for the job.
And he knew.
And he said, I like your politics. And she's like, BS. Tell me the real
like,
reason.
You think I'm hot. It's cool. It's fine. And I was like, oh, you're not wrong.
You hated Lost, and you're going to assassinate me, aren't you? Damn it.
So he gets the, so she has a tendency to break protocol and like go out into the stands and, you know, shake hands at like events and like.
Yeah, she's a moron.
Yeah. So the Punisher is like, stop doing that. Like, you're making my job so much harder than it has to be.
Well,
so,
and it's like she's no good to anyone dead.
That's what
so
he keeps
she
saying.
Needs to
like,
just stop.
She'd be good to the other guy.
Right. Yeah. He's like, no, man, keep going.
She'd
keep
be good
going
to somebody.
Out there.
And know? All the meanwhile, I guess we need to mention that there's this like revolution going on with these anti-purge.
Well, it's almost, I mean,
a group that's.
It is very.
How does that work?
Yeah. No, it's.
Where is this?
It's very reminiscent of Black Lives Matter. Like it's a weird movie.
Did you guys see they showed a footage of Michael Brown in the beginning of this movie?
Did they?
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Yes. It was real news footage and it was like it said Michael BR and then it was like something was covering up but like a tribute, like a memorial of his. I'm like, why did they put that in here in a purge movie?
Well, because like this movie it's trying to make a statement.
Yeah.
And it's just weird timing.
I just thought it was a little weird.
Yeah.
Putting real life footage like that and trying into
well,
a
also,
horror movie.
Real life just footage of something that should have probably like in their timeline would have happened like 35 years ago.
Right. It was just
yeah,
weird.
Strange.
I don't know.
Right. Like that's so we're 25.
They've been always been kind of vague about
how far they are,
how far in advance. Okay.
Or it could have happened 25
don't worry,
years.
They'll make it up for the next one.
Yeah. The next one straight to DVD.
So there's this revolution going
on. Is that official?
No.
Oh.
So there's this revolution going on where this group of people are they're totally anti-purge and they're against the Romney like
right
you know presidential
and they're,
candidate
and they're, the, but they're also not backing the senator like they're kind of they're like that middle ground.
Well, they're just against
the
founding fathers and the purge. So like that's their thing. And so they show you news footage of him protesting. They're like basically like this guy's going to be important later, and then you don't see him for a long time.
You see him at the very end.
But they're just pointing to him like, hey, we should pay attention to this guy.
Giant neon like arrows. So they once this rule is rescinded, they figure, okay, we got to get her in the safe house, and they get it all squared away, and she's safe, and they think she's all right.
Well, and they're like, no, they're like, Senator, we need to get you to a safe house, and she's like, no, I'm going to stay home like the rest of Americans, and it's like, how stupid
well, and then
are
her,
you?
Well, and then her logic is, well, I'd lose votes if people thought that I ran and hid during the purge. You mean your constituency that's against the purge would be upset that you didn't want to get killed during the purge?
Exactly.
You know presidential candidates get Secret Service details, right? Like, nobody's ever been like, what? Secret Service?
Oh, you pussy. Oh, and also, like, do her constituents have police officers and Secret Service surrounding their houses? So they stay home for the purge, and she's protected in every room by Secret Service.
So, well, she's got a state-of-the-art security system. She's surrounded by people.
But she thinks people will relate to her because she's at home. Like, it made no sense to say that. Like,
So, shockingly enough, there's two people inside of her campaign who aren't really...
Oh, if you couldn't tell, dirty cop guy was going to be dirty.
Both of them.
Well, but especially that bald police captain guy, like putsy.
He was on Benson. He was.
Oh, really?
The little bald guy on Benson. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
This guy right here. You're going to be like, Benson. Yeah.
But it's like, when you see that guy, you're like, he's dirty.
Yeah.
He wasn't the guy from Gotham, is he?
He was
Remember, Benson, though.
I watched the first season. I quit.
But you didn't watch any of the guy that took over.
I got to the Harvey Dent episode and I quit.
He looks like the dirty police chief or captain, whoever, or maybe
Michael,
the commissioner.
Michael Chiklis?
No, because he's after. The one before him, he looks like that little guy. Can you see if he was on Gotham?
He was on Benson.
that's what I hear.
And he was also on Pushing Daisies, Bones, Eli Stone, Criminal Minds, Numbers, Las Vegas, L.A. Law, JAG, Law & Order, Arrested Development, Boston Legal, Castle, but not Frank Castle, Rizzoli and Isles.
Rizzoli and Isles. That's the...
He's that guy.
That's the Angie Harmon...
The Good Guys one. And The Mentalist.
Was he on any mime shows?
No, but he did...
He can't talk about it.
He did. He was the Ferengi Dr. Ferek.
Oh,
an episode of Star Trek: Next Generation.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
I thought he was the guy who was he the guy who was in love with. I thought he was the guy on Seinfeld who was like the network exec who was crazy in love.
Oh,
with
no, that
Elaine.
Was Bob Balaban.
Yeah, that's Bob Balaban.
Yeah. That's who I thought he was. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
But so anyway, it's an inside job. And
So Frank Grillo has like a secret trap door that he had put there that didn't
trap door.
That's what it was.
a trap door.
Yes, it was.
Isn't it a trap door something that people fall through? Yeah. Like
he fell through.
Mr.
The floor.
Burns presses the button and says,
"Well, yeah, a trap door."
You know, I thought those things were going to be secret. Way more prevalent when I was a kid. I thought those things. Yeah, I was like, because you saw them all the time in movies and TV shows and cartoons. So I'm like, you gotta watch out for those things.
I love it.
That's legit.
And I love quicksand.
Quicksand, I'm with you.
The things that you you gotta watch out.
I thought I would see
quicksand
a lot more quicksand
everywhere.
In my life, but I've
everywhere.
Seen none of it ever.
I love it when Mr. Burns tells them move over to the left, like you're not on the track.
There's a great episode of Radiolab that talks about quicksand.
There is.
And,
you're right,
and why you see it so much and you don't see it anymore.
Yeah.
It's totally worth it.
Really?
Yeah. That show is hit or miss for me, but sometimes
sometimes you get a little too sciencey and I'm like, yawn.
Yeah.
Delete.
Yeah.
But quicksand, is that real?
Totally real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You just never really.
Did you listen to the Alan Fund episode?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was a good one. That's a good episode. Yeah. So he has this trap door that leads to the floor below. They run away.
He has a door in the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. A door.
For Christ's sake. It's a secret door that goes
secret
down.
Secret door. I like that one.
And then apparently they're attacked by neo-Nazis, which was just like, okay.
Led by not Michael Rooker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which was like, I've seen this guy before, and I also thought he was Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
But that was another thing where I was like, okay, I get it. Like, nobody, you can't root for a Nazi. Like, I understand that if you're a mercenary,
they had to get the baddest of the bad.
Well, it's just like, what do you do? Like, your villains are already, like, super frothing at the mouth.
Right.
Yeah. Like, so what's the next step? When the villains hire worse villains, what do you get? And it wasn't just enough to have, like, the swastika. You also had the Confederate flag.
And I think they had, like, a weird SS symbol and, like, tattoos on his head. And,
yeah.
And he was carrying around a little Dukes of Hazzard car playing. With it.
He had a Ghostbusters 3 logo. Just anything they could do to enrage people.
He was playing the new Ghostbusters theme. Right. While
Wiz Khalifa and Fallout Boy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Just wait.
Just
folks.
What I wanted.
That's coming. Don't you worry.
Was Bobby Brown any better?
No.
Yeah. Like,
was he on that original song?
Everybody seems to have forgotten about Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah.
You know, it's like suddenly everybody forgets.
You don't make up for Ghostbusters.
There was a sequel to Ghostbusters.
He is Vito.
And it's not good.
It's not very.
The first
45 minutes are pretty solid, and then it really goes.
Like that movie.
The best thing about that movie is hearing about the Nintendo gamepad. Read about the guy who played Vigo.
Yeah.
Vigo. He's also in Digstown.
He is Vigo.
He's the boxer in Digstown.
Oh,
remember
okay.
the one in the wheelchair?
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
I was
like,
about
like 45
read about
that.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He's the one that's built around.
Sure.
Read about the guy, that actor. He apparently is just a nasty, nasty character.
Yeah, find out about Vigo, the master of evil.
Yes.
Try to battle my boys. No, that's
really,
not legal.
He's Vigo.
That actor is you just read on him. That's the best thing that I can associate with Ghostbusters.
Don't they? Do they use that weird? You know what? Just forget it.
This is not good.
they use the Nintendo gamepad to control the Statue of Liberty.
Did they use a Virtual Boy?
No, it was like the giant stick.
Yeah, it was like
arcade.
It was like the arcade style thing that they used to control.
Yeah, it's not good. So
the Titanic.
I always think people need to remember that.
Yeah, I like Ghostbusters too, but it's nostalgia.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was at the right age.
Yeah. I remember seeing it in real time, being like, "This is not very good."
Me too.
The first half being like, okay, this is not great, but it's okay. And then it just like really
takes
a
nosedive.
Yeah,
that's the one with the baby, right?
Yeah,
where like they're trying to possess the baby.
The problem at the end of the day, CGI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's we'll get into it next week. All practical.
And the first one was practical,
except for Slimer. Slimer wasn't practical.
Well, no,
was
but like when she floated
a puppet.
Yeah, but see, the difference is when they were using practical, all the actors were in the same place, and these guys live and die on improv and interaction.
Right.
And when you go to CGI, you lose that.
Completely.
And they just read the script. And so you didn't get Bill Murray being Bill Murray. You get Bill Murray going, "What's my line?" Okay.
Right.
And he would read it and he'd leave.
Right.
But when you put Bill Murray in a scene with Sigourney Weaver, he's going to start riffing, and that's what you want. That's what you're paying for.
That scene is so good.
Yeah.
But
if they had done that today, it would have been CGI. She'd have been in a studio somewhere else. And they'd have dubbed them in later,
and it wouldn't have worked. Yeah,
and
that's
like
true.
That's the problem with Ghostbusters 2.
I think that's the problem with Ghostbusters 2016.
I don't know.
We haven't seen it yet.
But
that's from those trailers. That's
I will say those trailers are not funny.
The trailer,
and it's sad because I think every one of those people are really funny.
Everybody in this movie, the director, the writers,
yes.
The actors, that should be. That should work.
It should. And so I'm really hoping that just the trailers didn't.
I want to be wrong.
For somebody who's seen Batman versus Superman four times.
I want to be wrong.
And I'm really hoping that there's some sort of chemistry going on that you just can't capture in 2 second quotes.
I agree.
That you need in a trailer. Like it's not necessarily punchy. It's it's interactions that are funny.
Well, it's like, I'm trying to think of like the Hot Pursuit trailer.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But if you think about like even Ghostbusters, your favorite lines in Ghostbusters wouldn't make it in the trailer. They would not be funny out of context.
Well, the funny thing, Ghostbusters isn't really, it's not really, it's a comedy, but it's not a joke.
It's not jokes.
Right.
And they keep trying to set up punchline. And the trailer is like, they're like trying to present it as a wacky comedy. But it's like, What's funny about Ghostbusters is the absurdity of the situation.
Guys fighting ghosts,
right? And the guys who have chosen to do it,
right? Yeah. But it's also like you also get those, like, one of my favorite lines in that movie is in the hotel where he's just like, "He's slimy, Ray." Yeah. And he's just like, this is amazing. You know, like just the way Aykroyd plays that when Murray's laying there covered in goop. He's like, oh, this is awful.
Well, it's again, it's because they're improv. They're that's together. Why I'm hoping maybe these guys, these ladies will do it. Well, that's
these,
what we're
these
missing
four,
in the trailer.
These four ladies, I mean, Kristen Wiig, all four of them are coming off SNL with the exception of Melissa McCarthy, but they should be able to improv their asses
off. Clearly, if you've seen the episodes of SNL Melissa McCarthy has done, she should have
she
been.
Should.
She did not come up through those channels, and they missed out.
Was she part of like any troops?
I don't
or
think
they just
so. I think she's just
on
an
Gilmore
actress
Girls
who
and
has, who's good at that stuff. Maybe she was a groundling or something.
I think she might have been a groundling. Okay.
But the stuff that made Ghostbusters work was the interaction, was the fact that these actors could inhabit characters and could they could play off each other in character, and the humor came from that.
Yeah.
And these actresses are absolutely capable of doing that.
I agree. But that whole scene on the whole scene on the roof, like that whole what did you do, Ray?
Yeah. And watch the old trailers because you know they didn't really present it to be like a wacky comedy.
Yeah.
It was an action comedy.
So, yeah.
But we shall see. Back to this.
Back to this one. Yeah.
We might have to institute
60 minutes
to suck rule.
So the turn happens. All these mercenaries kind of break through and get into the house. Frank Grillo takes it upon himself to get the senator out, and they're running. And this is where he turns into the Punisher again. So like he's got knives and he's just like he's stabbing people and he's running around and he's like he's beating everybody up and he's gutting people and he's getting her out of there.
We should also mention there's side characters. We mentioned the hero, female hero
the female like who has this super badass reputation.
Yeah, so I guess she is one of these like on the purge. She used to go out and just kill people.
And then you've got Bubba Gump. No, that's not Bubba Gump, is it? Yeah.
It's
the guy who played Bubba
Gump. No, is it really?
Yeah. It's the guy who played...
Popcorn Shrimp.
Yeah, it's the guy.
I had no idea that was him.
It was the guy who was in Con Air.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So he plays Joe, and he's a convenience store...
Like a deli.
Deli owner.
Right.
And then he's got...
Random Mexican guy?
I don't know if he's Mexican, but... is he? I guess he is
he
Mexican.
He came
he's
from
Mexico City, yeah.
I don't know what else you get after that.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. He got his citizenship 2 years ago, and so like, he just owes Joe everything for giving
this
him
whole,
a job.
You got these three characters who are like this, your other...
They're
all
like,
set of characters that we know are going to come into the play.
Yeah, they're all like family, even though they're not related. They all have made themselves this family, very close knit. So they all care about each other.
Right.
And so
then you get like these two schoolgirls who are in the shop and they're stealing stuff.
What
a
weird scene!
This was
with the candy bar and spanking each other with fly swatters.
Yeah,
like,
it was the strangest.
This movie has such a weird idea of what is sexy.
Yeah, it was just so bizarre.
Like you could probably get away with the short skirt, tight Oxford shirt, like okay, that's something that people like. But then they start hitting each other with like candy bars,
with
and
fly swatters. Like what? It was just bizarre.
Well, and then they're talking to the other lady who's like, oh, the one who's gonna like is like the gonna
badass.
Do the we're back bitch, I'm back bitches line, and they're like, oh, you were so tough, I love you, you're my hero, and I'm like. You look like you're the same age. Like,
Is
this girl supposed to be 15? Because she looks 28.
She
did look older,
Well, and she's built older.
Right.
Like, when you see her later and her boobs are, like, overflowing in this corset she's wearing, it's like, how old were you supposed... I'm so confused.
I'm very confused.
I don't know, but it was a weird tonal shift when they were doing the candy bar stealing.
Well, and the guy...
I want my candy bar.
That's Bubba Gump, right?
Is it?
See, I didn't know that either.
For Christ's sake, I'm almost positive.
Joe swears that's Bubba Gump from Forrest Gump. Bubba.
Man, I hope it is. If it's not, we can
delete
that.
If it's not, you're screwed.
You might edit this out.
But yeah, it's the same guy from Con Air. It's the guy who plays Nick Cage's buddy in Con Air.
We'll see, Joe.
He gives him snowballs.
Gives him candy bar?
No, he gives him snowballs in that movie. That's the candy, the food, not the anything
snowballs?
Else.
Snowballs?
Yeah.
I always like those because you could like, as a child, I like to peel off the
coconut,
the coconut, and feel like I was like a peeling off skin, you know, like I was like
a weird kid.
Like a witch doctor, and I was like,
Joe, I have good news for you.
Ah,
you are not a racist.
Yes,
today.
Oh, good.
It is the actor.
What's his name?
McKelty Williamson.
Okay.
M-Y-K-E-L-T.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I thought he was Bubba Gump.
Yeah.
He's Bubba
and
from
he was,
Bubba Gump
he was
from
Con Air. And he was also
What was
in
his
Heat.
Name in Con Air?
Heat.
I don't know.
Oh, does it, usually it says like underneath.
But I got to scroll down. I'm on his page, sorry. Not on the Con Air page.
All right.
Anyway,
but, fair enough.
But that his character was so aggressively racist
towards everybody.
No, like just how they wrote him. Like he,
oh,
like
the way he talked to everybody.
The way he talked, and he was like, I mean, he was like this close to step and fetch it.
Yep.
Like it was like
you're
so
absolutely right.
Weird. Like well, the like, and I don't think the actor normally talks. So if it's his regular voice, I feel bad saying
no,
it.
No, I mean,
but
I think that's his normal voice.
It, but it was so
forced
just like
to be
like for it was
it was really forced.
I really felt like at some point the director was like, "Could you black it up?"
Yeah. Like, well, that's the other thing I will say about this movie. Like Frank Grillo and the senator are the only white people in this movie that aren't bad guys. Everybody else who was white in this movie are bad guys.
Yeah.
And your main characters and your heroes are all African American or Mexican.
Yeah.
Which I just thought was really interesting.
Well, and also when you get to the inn and you and they have like the religious ceremony and you see the crowd, it is all white people. There's like probably what 75 people in the church.
All white.
Yeah, everyone of
the old
white.
Rich white people.
Yeah, all, yes. Yeah.
Right.
Well, guys, what about waffles and pudding?
That was weird. That was another weird.
That was
what a like, weird
you
know, line.
Like there's so there's another old guy who's at this deli and he's just like, "Hey man, what do you think?" He's like, "I'm just
I don't care. I was thinking about waffles and pudding." And then throughout the movie, they're making jokes like they're like, "Oh, him and his waffles and pecan."
So like they're like driving around. They're like, "I wonder what Charlie's doing." He's like, "Probably thinking about
they're all
waffles
together
waffles and pecans." And it's like a big joke, and everybody's laughing. And I was like.
Just all weird. Right.
Is anything about a blue waffle?
Yeah.
No. Don't search.
No, that's you. That you. Where are you on that one, Dan?
I'm trying not to think about it. I'm just thinking, why would anybody ruin perfectly good breakfast food?
So any. So
know, I'm all for chicken and waffles though. That's good
stuff.
Uh huh. Yeah.
So now this girl that this one half of the schoolgirl outfit. Shoplifters. She's trying to shoplift a candy bar, and so
she sticks it in her bra.
Yeah, and so then a badass not girl from Walking
well, she,
Dead.
So
comes
like the
over.
Guy walks over and he's like, "We can do this the easy way or the hard
and
way."
She's like, "Stop! I'm gonna yell rape."
Yeah, and she's and then the other gal walks in. She's like, "Oh, you're
my hero.
You're Del Morte or whatever."
Yeah,
and
it was some Spanish like name, but it was like 45 words
yeah,
long.
That's why I'm like, De Los Muertos.
That's
yeah.
the worst nickname ever.
So, but then she's like, "You're my hero," and this little girl, like, and she wasn't little; she looked like she was 30, but she kept going between this like sexual to like deviant, like. You know what I mean? I'm like, what is she doing? What is this? Like,
she's crazy.
Putting her fingers in her mouth and being all like, "I'm sexy."
So she gives the candy bar back and
she basically was like, "I'm getting that candy bar."
Yeah.
So you know that during the purge, she's going to come try to murder all these people and destroy the store. She's like, "When I want my candy bar, I get it." I'm thinking, throw this bitch a box of candy bars, right?
All I could think was the scene.
If that's all it takes,
would you just throw the candy bars out
the
window?
Scene in From Dusk Till Dawn, where he's just like, "I wasn't signaling him. I swear to God." Like that's all I could think about.
All I could think about was in Better Off Dead. I want my $2.
But don't.
I want my $2 back.
But if it's the day before the purge and you have this crazy girl saying, "I'm coming back," would you not just give her the candy bar?
Yeah. You know what? I don't want to see you ever again.
Yeah, he's worried about his whole store and the insurance company just called and raised the rates on his purge insurance. He can't afford it. How about a $1 freaking candy bar? Yeah. Just give her
you know
the
what?
Whole
have a good
thing.
Day.
Yeah. So anyway,
take
I just thought
that the
day.
Candy bar.
How
go ahead.
Stupid.
You can go ahead and leave. So anyway, they
come and save the day. The whole point was so this crew eventually
they're
watching
up.
The store, and then when Frank Grillo and the senator escape, they are bombarded by these people from the Netherlands or wherever, the foreigners that are coming.
Right.
For
so they've escaped
the
for the
tourists.
Most part, but they're all dressed up as like Uncle Sam and those
Lincoln
Statue of Liberty
and George
and
Washington, and they're like, "We love Americans." I don't know how to do their accent, but you know.
So they sound Mexican?
I didn't try to make a Mexican.
Oh, I love America.
It's like they're like Swedish or something.
I have an accent. That is indescribable.
Mario.
I can Mamma
make
mia.
That.
There's a taco.
Hey, pasta fazoo.
No, but they're like Swedish or from Norway, and they're like, "We love American." I don't know how to do it now.
Now
it's Italian.
Now you're Borat.
Yeah. Thank you. We should just do everything in Borat. Is it nice, Americans? So they all like bombard the two, and then Joe and the Mexican kid, Luis or whatever his name is, come up and just
Raul.
Start with like two guns. Just start
they each have double barreling.
They each have two guns and they
kill
just take them
everybody.
All out.
And they just happen to miss Frank Grillo and the senator.
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I was thinking during that, I'm like, those guys are right in the middle of them.
Right in the middle. So they pull them in and they realize who she is. And then at this point, the crazy gal from earlier shows back up at the market.
And her Christmas and her special Christmas Prius or whatever.
And
that
this
was.
Is like, so I've seen all of Rob Zombie's movies, right? So, and like.
Let's go through them real quick.
House of a Thousand Corpses.
Check.
The Devil's Rejects.
Check.
Halloween 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Lords of Salem.
Lords of Salem, yeah.
And what's that new one?
31. Comes out soon.
But you've seen it?
No.
Okay.
But it doesn't, nobody's seen it.
Well,
So like if you see his movies, like in the House of a Thousand Corpses, like it's super weird. It's super neon.
He's got the
like,
black light fixation.
He's got a huge like, and this like, I feel like they were trying to channel some of that. Like
I can see that. It does remind me of a very weird like Rob Zombie.
So from like the Devil's Rejects,
it's a haunted house trick.
Yeah, it is. But from like the Devil's Rejects on, he kind of let that style go.
Yeah.
But then that House of a Thousand Corpses is a weird looking movie, with lots of neon and black lights and just all kinds of. But this is kind of similar.
So
like
this
the
girl,
whole opening scene is filmed just like a Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah.
So these girls show up and they're just like, we're
all stepping
kill
out of
you
this.
All.
Yeah. And she's like, give me my candy.
Well, she's
bar.
Also like, I just killed my parents. I want that candy bar.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, here you go.
You know what?
You know what? I'll tell you what.
Box?
I'll give you four.
Yeah.
No. Please
well,
don't
I don't
me.
Get like, wait, okay. Here's first off. There's so many things that are wrong with this scene.
Yeah.
First off, them all getting out of the car and the sexy outfits and twirling.
Yes.
Like, they just, like, this movie is so concerned with trying to create creepy images that.
You got, like, the weird bear suit.
Right.
Yeah.
That they never really think about, would it actually be effective?
Yeah.
And so they get out of the car and they, like, they have their masks and their machetes and they're twirling for, like, what feels like 20 minutes. And I'm like, you're never going to get any purging done
like,
if you don't stop all this twirling.
If I were these two guys, I'd be like, doop, 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 doop.
Yeah.
All like, I did was twirl. I win.
Yeah. And it's like, because you know they're coming to kill you.
Right.
And you can kill anybody you want. So just.
It's like they were.
Take them out during the twirl.
Well, it's also, if the guy shoots the girl's ear off. Like, if you can shoot the girl's ear off from above a building.
No, he clearly didn't want to kill, like, because he has good aim and he shot her ear on purpose. So, yeah, he could.
No, that's what he's saying.
That's what I'm like, saying. Like, if you can do that,
twirling.
And then they come back. I feel like you could pull. Like,
I
Mark
think you
Wahlberg
should be allowed to
her.
Take somebody out for twirling just at a Grateful Dead concert. So if you on Purge night,
you twirl.
Well, you know what you do at a Grateful Dead concert? You just take away all the snacks.
Yeah, just close it all down.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
no,
bring a lot of soap.
So they.
And my other problem with this scene with these girls with their little sexy outfits.
Yeah,
it's Purge night.
Yes,
right.
You would never not be getting raped.
Nope.
Like I'm there would not
the
saying
fact
it's
that,
okay.
The fact that there's no rape, like,
but like
even mentioned,
there would just be. And then later you see these like all these tough guys having this bare knuckle boxing fight. And I'm like, well,
you can do that anyway.
You can do that any day of the week. You don't gotta wait for Purge Day. Talk about wasting your purge.
Well, they are like, fighting with swords and axes.
But still,
you can still do that
like,
anyway.
If you guys want to fight each other with a sword, I mean, I guess the winner might go to jail.
Yeah.
But like, you could do it. But it's like, but that's.
It's a weird thing to do on Purge.
Those guys would be out raping these girls.
Yeah.
Like, if you want me to believe that the only thing standing between 60% of America and outright slaughter is a law, then I think that there would be rape.
There would be more than
just
murder.
These girls would not be safe at all.
No.
They're not tough enough to be out there.
No. And they don't use, like, they also have machine guns. They don't fire that stuff once.
Yeah.
There's no, like, they have, like, you know, chrome plated
AKs, like diamond studded.
Yeah. And I was like, why shoot those?
What kind of candy bar?
It looks like an Apollo bar.
It looked like a Crunch bar.
No, it looked like an Apollo bar from Lost.
So, I mean, if it depends on what it is. I mean, if it was like a Zero bar, that'd be like, you don't see those very often.
Yeah,
you
just take it.
But if it's like a Heath bar, like whatever.
Ugh,
nobody wants
that.
A Heath bar.
Gross.
Oh, yeah. What about a Toblerone?
Wait a minute. Well, no, that's
some high-end.
That's some high-end stuff, yeah.
Butterfinger.
I like Butterfinger.
I like
accessible.
I like
better
the
Butterfinger
minis.
On my Butterfinger.
I don't like the big one. I like the minis. So they all show up at this place. The gal from The Walking Dead shows up in her triage van. They all pile in and then they are on their way. It turns out that Frank Grillo had gotten shot. So these mercenaries are tracking them by the trace bullet that apparently they have in Frank Grillo pulls the bullet out and then somehow talks the tough guy, the street fight guys who are also Crips, that they reference only briefly because the guy from Con Air was also a Crip.
Yeah.
And they're just like, why are you telling me this? I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he does like a certain whistle.
The Crip whistle.
I'm like, I swear to God, I have no idea. I have no clue. So like the...
I would like to just say that the candy bar is a dark chocolate Apollo bar from Lost.
All right.
Well, so apparently
is it really?
The guy is a fan.
I wasn't.
Of Lost.
I told. I was pretty sure I spotted that. It was a little subtle hint because that bar was created for Lost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it was also a subtle hint is that to Lost. I think the other nod to Lost in this film is that the deeper it gets in the series, the worse it gets.
But you know what? If they were going to do that, then have the gal who was on Lost be like, oh, and take right. it, you know, like at least that'd be the reference.
But yeah, so because then also Apollo shows up in Once Upon a Time, which is another ABC show. So those are the only two places you've ever seen this. And that's why I was like, is that Apollo bar?
ABC and Disney sponsored The Purge.
Yeah. I don't know why or
a
how.
A Crip
or...
whistle is a thing, according to Urban Dictionary. It's a whistle sounding like a bird call used by members of the Crips.
And that's what it was.
Like other elements of gang culture, it is popular with non-gang members because it sounds quote-unquote cool.
Ah.
In contrast, the Bloods have brat, like it says it's brat but with three R's, and blat, both onomatopoeia of gunshot noises. The Crips also have clat or clat, which are also supposed to sound like gunshots.
Okay. I feel bad for the kid who's like bang bang. So they do this the whistle, and of course the Crips respond. They're like, hey, I know that whistle. And they whistle back, and then the guy's like, no, man, I think we're good, and just opens the back door, and they're like, hi.
And they're like, hey, we're not going to hurt you. Just help our friend.
Can you fix my buddy?
Hello, gentlemen.
That's what it was. It was
so...
know
we're not going to hurt
you,
right?
He was a Crip because he was wearing a blue bandana.
And I like that they were all like, hey, we're going to kill you, and they're banging on the thing, and then they're like, wait a minute, I heard that whistle.
Wait a minute.
Well, hello. It just changed
the... And it's not like the whistle can be secret because it's a whistle.
It's a whistle.
Anybody can hear it.
All I could think of Tarzan, where she was like, the mating call of a swallow.
Oh.
More puns.
Just don't do the trademark
sound.
Well,
are you mating or are you swallowing?
Exactly.
Because you can't do both.
Exactly. So, yeah, they
not
take
without
this.
A refractory period.
Yeah, right. You might be able to.
So, meanwhile, the neo-Nazi guys have found them because there's this trace bullet.
So, they take the bullet out and they throw it somewhere. And then, of course, the Crips end up shooting all of the mercenaries that show up there.
Those mercs find the bullet on the ground. They're like, hey, he took his bullet out. And turn around and it's the whole crew behind him.
So, they get down to, like, this safe point and... this is where we run back into Deacon. I was like Deacon Frost, but that was Stephen Dorff. Not Stephen. Was it Stephen Dorff?
Yeah.
From Blade?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good movie. Blade 2 just got showed up on Netflix, and I was like, done. I'm watching that one. So
this is the anti-purge protester?
Yeah. So, they've also come up with this idea that they're going to kill the other guy. They've got
they're
going
to use the purge.
The purge to kill the Mitt Romney guy.
Right. So they support the senator, and they're basically like, we're taking him out for you. We're paving the way.
And she's like, I want to win this on my own. She's like Rocky, kind of, where he's like, no, Mick, like, cut me, Mick. I'm going to do this by myself. Where she's like, you can't make him. You make him a martyr. I'm screwed. Like, I can't win this if you make him a martyr. So
she has to convince like Frank Grillo and crew to go save.
Well, she gets kidnapped.
Well, yeah, but the whole point, she's like trying to, she's telling Frank, like, hey,
oh, that's right.
We got to go stop him. And he's how do you expect we do that? And then a bunch of government trucks go trying to crash
He's busy drawing a skull on his shirt. He's like, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah, hold on. I'm trying to get the nostril here. But so anyway, so after they kill those two mercs, they basically send these huge government trucks full of SWAT team members
to the safe house
where they're kind of makeshift hospital.
So they
escape out some back door.
Well, your crew ends up getting back together, your five main characters. They get hit by a truck. They kidnap her, and then Frank Grillo apparently just knows where they're going to take her.
Yep,
and
he knows they're going to
going to the church.
The church for the weird religious ceremony.
Yeah, the weird religious ceremony that only consists of like 75 people.
Yeah,
like I guess,
but
the,
it's like
the way they talked about it.
The,
I thought the founding fathers.
Yeah, right.
So we get the weird Mitt Romney guy. We get foul mouth McGillicuddy, and then we get creepy priest guy.
Yeah, that guy was super like, creepy.
Who I refer to as not Crispin Glover.
Yes, he was not Crispin Glover.
That is perfect.
He was it's odd to say this, but he was like a weird Crispin Glover.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Crispin Glover would be like, dial that down.
Yeah, like seriously.
He's like, did you see my dance moves in Friday the 13th part 3?
Yeah.
Or part 4?
Like, I've already sued one movie for stealing.
Yeah.
I'll steal my likeness, too. Yeah.
So, yeah, she's kidnapped and they're gonna murder her. You know, as part of the
purge. Like a sacrifice.
And that, you know what? This scene actually did give.
They called it communion.
Yeah, it was creepy. Like there was, you know, like they kill a drug dealer.
Yeah,
and then they've got her, and like they reveal her face to like this crowd, and like there's one guy in the audience who I'm almost positive was jerking off. That like if you look at his face,
this is like the kid in Teen Wolf.
Yeah, right.
That was Teen Wolf 2, wasn't it?
No, it was Teen Wolf 1 where they're looking at the bleachers.
Two. Okay.
Yeah, where Scott's playing basketball.
Some funny business going on.
Hey, what are you doing over there? Why didn't they just cut that out?
Like, how did that? I think it's still a myth.
like a goof. Like the gal swinging you could see in The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, or the kid and three men and a baby. And, yeah.
So
like there's this one guy in the audience and he's like, ha. I was like, what are you doing? Why? I mean, just going to go for it,
I know. It's so over the top. Like, it's just...
It was weird.
If it's Purge Night. Somebody would kill you just for doing that.
They would.
Just because it's irritating.
Hey, stop being weird. You know what? Forget it. There.
And the fact that all these people are so, like... You know, the fact that all these people would be okay with murder and everything. You know, I mean, I get that, like... You're a part of the higher group, but like there would still be people that just don't want to straight up murder people.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, see,
like, there are.
I was sitting here. I was like, you know what though? Okay, so I couldn't think of what the name of it is. The Sky Bar. Now, if that was a candy bar, that would be the one. I'd be like, I might have to go back and take that guy out. Because
this was one. Be honest with you.
Look at it. It had caramel, vanilla, peanut, and fudge.
That's delicious, everybody
wins with this one.
That's good, the peanuts.
I could but see, you don't have to take that piece. I could be like, Tom, would you like one of the other three pieces?
because I'd do it too much.
I'd go in and then it'd be like, look, we all win,
there's four of us, there's four
I'm
pieces
just saying.
Tom doesn't have to have
so
all the
so, so this is one of the parts where I saw this movie at 11 a.m. in the morning. And this is the part where I fell asleep for a minute.
You've had a problem with that.
My barometer.
You should get some more sleep.
You have low T.
Yeah. If you're falling asleep at 11 a.m.
No, it's my barometer that I use for bad movies or boring movies. Like Tarzan, definitely that was at night, but definitely falling asleep during that. This one was 11 a.m. I had a full night of sleep, but I'm like, this is so boring. So like,
I slept right through going to see this movie.
Yeah. So what happened during this part?
You made the right call.
So they show, like, they
saw them wheel her out, and then what happened?
Okay, so they have, like, these plans to get into the building, so... The only reason
there's a tunnel from another church.
Right. So they come up underneath and the deacon guy goes his way. Frank Grillo takes his team. And by team, I mean the deli owner, the guy who works at the deli and the other purge gal, like up in the balcony. And they end up just opening fire. They're about ready to kill the foulmouth. McGillicuddy is about ready to slit the throat of. The gal from Lost.
It's not Crispin Glover.
Crispin Glover. No, the other guy.
Oh, the head guy.
Yeah, the head guy. Yeah, Crispin Glover is not Crispin Glover. Already. Because
I woke up during
addicts.
Knife fight. So you got to tell me what happens before knife fight because that woke me up.
Which actually, you know what? That was cool.
That was one of the more exciting.
I was
scenes.
Like, oh,
no, that's why I woke up and I stayed awake for the whole thing. So I'm like, okay, that was action.
They choreographed a fight scene and there were no jump cuts. Like they were actually fighting.
It was a full-on like knife fight. So anyway, so they just kill all the old people.
Everybody.
But how does weird not Crispin Glover get away? Because he ends up taking other people.
He grabs like a shotgun and just walks.
But he busts into a whole room full of people tied up. What was the deal
with that? So he pimped away and was like getting away, and then Mitt Romney got away, and they ended up catching them. And I guess this guy was just like hanging out in a tabernacle somewhere, hoping that they wouldn't find him.
Gotcha.
So they end up, they get everybody rescued. They go into this room and they find all of these desolate.
These were people that were going to be killed in the communal.
Yes.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha. That's what I figured.
Why
were they going to do Juliet second?
Wouldn't you think that's
your grand finale right there? You can't. You're doing a put on a show like that. You don't play Freebird second.
You don't do it.
You don't do it.
It's silly.
You don't open with Breakfast at Tiffany's. If you're Deep Blue something, you don't open with Breakfast at Tiffany's. If you're Dishwalla, you don't open with Counting Blue Cars.
Those are some old. Those are like old. Well, not old timey, but those are like. Yeah. I remember both those songs. I understand that reference.
If you're not a surf, you don't open with popular. Right.
That's pretty good.
So cringing at all.
Are you in the Verve pipe? You don't open with the freshmen.
Are you in like the Wayback? Did you go to the Wayback Point Fest yesterday? Nah. Is that what happened?
Nah.
Is that what we're bringing up?
Oh, it was Wayback Point Fest yesterday.
Yeah, it was my Wayback Point Fest.
No, I get it. I was at the original ones. I just were you?
I was surprised the bands would let them
call it.
Yeah, because I remember.
Well, I think
I remember trying to do something like that. When I worked at the Point and with They Might Be Giants, and they were like, no.
Like you won't refer to us like that?
You're not going to refer to us as like a nostalgia act. They wouldn't, they had, would have.
Well, it was like, it was 311 and Stir and.
Yeah, see, it was all, I was like, boo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, could you get Veruca Salt or Bush or.
Spin Doctors?
Spin Doctors?
Or Busy on their Cruise?
Hootie on the
No, I mean, it was all like.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band?
It was all, I was just like, ooh, God, that sounds terrible.
Yeah.
And if you're John Cafferty, you don't open with Dark Side.
No, just because then it's just, like, well, we could get out.
Yeah.
So not Crispin Glover kicks down the door to where there's all these
shoots
Bubba,
and then shoots Mexican guy.
And this is the worst. Like, okay, so they all have guns. Like our main characters have guns, and then they're just like so surprised that the door got kicked in that he's just like pushes the girl away, and she's like. And then Luis doesn't do anything. And then Bubba has like two guns and he just can't quite get a shot. I mean, he does.
He Chow Young Fats.
He goes down like... shooting. But I'm like, seriously, none of you could have taken down not Crispin Glover before he cocked the shotgun after kicking the door.
Yeah,
you
know, right,
it, just, it was a little bit like you had to kill him. This is the last 5 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
And you have to kill the main character. I'm like, that was just kind
of
like.
Well, because I knew point, these people none of the main characters have died.
Yeah,
it
was
in
like,
the last one. It was great because they were picking him off.
And I love spoilers. Lena Headey is the only one who survives in the first one.
Yeah.
And Frank Grillo's the only one who survives
Cersei
in the second one.
Can never die. You just can't kill her.
They killed her in Dread.
Well, I'm just saying Cersei just doesn't
die. But I love the fact that in the second one, like they were picking people
constantly.
But here it was like, it was like, oh, I guess we got to kill one of them.
But like in the last 5 minutes, I'm like, he's been here the whole time.
Right.
You survived all of this and you're really going to have this guy come back and kill him in the last five minutes of the movie. It was just frustrating the way they did it.
So then you get a really cool... A really good knife fight.
Give me a chance to take this back.
Yeah.
The scene.
You were grading on a curve.
A big curve.
Yeah, but the best action in the movie is a neo-Nazi, not Michael Rooker.
Yeah, neo-Nazi guy one.
And then versus Frank Grillo.
Versus Frank Castle.
Yeah.
And Frank Castle, like, at one point, he cuts his mouth up, and I was like, don't you fudge and do it.
Careful.
Like, don't do it. Do not make him look like the Joker, you sons of bees. So they kill that guy. It turns out
if you're going to make somebody look like the Joker, it's supposed to be Lex Luthor.
Right. That's the way that works, right?
Yeah. I think that's how that happens. Yeah.
And then Deacon is the social activist has not Mitt Romney dead to rights. And he just said, you know, she's pleading with him. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. Don't kill him. She doesn't kill him.
But the Mitt Romney guy is like,
kill me.
It's like, kill me. It's your right as an American. And I'm like, you know, oddly, like, it made me like him more.
Yeah, like, let's kill him.
I was just like, well, you know what? Say what you want about the dude. He's not a hypocrite.
That's true.
You know?
He says,
and he's a
right.
true believer.
Yeah.
And it's like, I would have liked it better if he had been a complete hypocrite and been like, because I think,
please don't kill me.
Like, because I think the whole point about these people being the rich white one percenters,
right.
is that they want these set of rules, but they don't want the rules to apply to them.
Right.
So for this to really be true, like, this guy should be like, whoa, please don't kill me. Instead, he's like, no, absolutely. That's you win. You got me. Go for it. You know?
So, yeah, they end up, they don't, but yeah, you're right. Like, if they would have done it where he's like, no, please don't.
That would make more sense for what they were trying to say.
But he did. He doubled down. He was like, no, do it. He also, he looks like a guy from, he also looks like an actor from a Rob Zombie. Like, Rob Zombie kind of has a troop of people that he tends to work with. And this guy looks like one of the, like, if you ever saw Halloween 2, he's one of the guys who is driving the ambulance that ends up getting his head cut off by Michael Myers. But he looks like that guy. Mm. Like, that's who he looks like.
So then they all have a good laugh about,
Pecor!
waffles on the way home.
And then everybody's all right. So she wins the election. She rescinds the purge. The purge is no longer a thing. And then
you see an American flag all weird.
But
what
they do is they say that the people who were pro-purge are now sparking riots throughout the United States.
It'd be like a purge underground.
Yeah, or purge 4. We want to make another one.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's how it ends. It's like
purge 4
ends.
Insurgents.
Oh jeez.
The Divergent.
Yeah.
No wait. Hmm.
Isn't the next Divergent movie going straight to Crackle?
It's YouTube. Straight to YouTube. I don't think they're doing it. Are they doing
the Crackle original?
They have everybody signed a deal.
They significantly cut the budget.
Right.
Yeah. But I
was that's the end of this movie. And it's a shame because that first one, I get, I understand it. Franchises are a thing that everybody wants, especially Blumhouse, who has built his name on franchises.
I
want to
see the first one. It sounds good.
First one's awesome. Like I said, Ethan Hawke, Lena Headey. It's a good flick. And it's just it's a shame that the second one was just it was a step lower, and then this one's a step lower.
Oh,
so
what we need is a good old reboot.
No,
with an origin story.
I'm trying to think. So I think that Paranormal Activity.
Yeah, that's what we'll get at some point. They'll do their next one where there's the Purge fans are just in full insurrection, and then
they'll have to show the first.
And then we'll
Purge.
Get the prequel where we see
how this was supposed to be.
How we got to the Purge?
This was supposed to be when this film was first, when it was first devised, they were going to have this be the origin of the first Purge. And then when they signed Frank Grillo on to return as the same character, then they said, okay, we'll make it a sequel. But this was going to be an origin.
Well, then I guarantee you 4 will be the prequel.
So that's probably what they're going to do is take their original idea. Yeah.
Right.
Because they can't just be like, the Purge is over. Let's make a Purge movie, right? Yeah. So now they got to go back. Right.
Well, that's the Blumhouse thing, he makes movies for $10 million. And we've said before, they've got Halloween ready to go. They've got everybody that you would want to be involved in a Halloween movie is involved. And, I have a feeling... there's been no announcement as to when that movie's coming out or what it's going to be or anything.
Yeah.
But I have to assume, Paranormal Activity was $25,000 and made almost, did it make it? It did make $1 billion, but it made hundreds of millions.
Yeah, it made it a lot.
They were going to remake it because it was so done on the cheap.
It was Spielberg, right?
And Spielberg was going to, and then Spielberg was like, don't remake this.
Just
leave
it.
What's the point?
And he's that one thing at the end.
Yeah, and he was and if you put name actors in it, it's going to take all the suspense out of it.
Right.
It's you want, he's like, no, they did it exactly how you should do it.
And that's how you're going to do it. Yeah, but yeah, I think that guy's made a living, made a massive empire on independent horror. And you can't fault a guy for wanting to make a one costs only $10 million and it's already at $50 million.
Yeah.
60 worldwide.
Yeah, that's a win.
It's 6 times its budget in 2 weeks. Yeah. So the guy knows.
It's working. So
yeah.
So Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
I do. It's kind of along the same lines as this, or sort of the gamified part of it. There's this 2001 film called Intacto. It's a Spanish movie. It's got Max von Sydow. So it's there's some subtitles, get over that. And it's a movie. It's about games, and it's about people who have luck. And luck is almost like a mystical element in this. There's a character who, if you've ever seen the movie The Cooler, with Alec Baldwin, and William H. Macy, who's a guy who can steal people's luck.
Yeah,
he's kind of, this is the same kind of a thing. Max von Sydow is an ex-concentration camp survivor who runs a casino, and one of his employees is a guy who is able to sort of steal people's luck.
Oh.
And then they sort of give it to other people, and everybody embarks on these games that are just insane. It starts with all these people with blindfolds and their hands tied behind their backs, just blindly running through the woods. And you're like, what? You think they're prisoners, but it's actually people embarked on a game.
Interesting.
It's just a task, who's the luckiest. So
is this a part of the casino?
This is part, and it's part of the games that they play in. And the games get crazier and crazier. And then, people are running across the highway, the same thing with their hands and face masks and everything. So it's an odd movie. It's good, but it's definitely and it's very fitting with all of these movies where, I think it was a little bit ahead of its time because when it came, and it only came out 15 years ago, but people were kind of like, what? And versus now it's like, man,
what was the name of it?
Say Intacto.
Again? Okay.
Also known as Intact, but it's definitely worth checking out. It is, you know, it's more, it gets a little bit more into, like, I don't want to say supernatural, but, you know,
it's a great show with Jensen Ackles. And
there you go. It's the best show's been on forever. I'm always
10
like,
years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out. I think it's substantially better than this one.
It would almost
again,
have to
my
be.
Guess, grading on a curve.
Yes, so. My guess would be that, you know, having made it this far in the show, I could tell you that the movie I just mentioned is probably going to be better than the one we just talked about.
Yes. Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, of course.
So I guess that's it for episode 200.
Hey, man.
We made
Congratulations,
it.
Gentlemen. Yes, that's pretty cool.
It's a shame Hallmark doesn't make a card for this.
God dang it. Not now they will.
Yes.
Trademark real spoilers.
So Lane. <let's>,
calm down. He's already registering a domain site.
I did like the Lane's Vagiant.
Vagiant Wiffle Snort
podcast. Yeah.
So I guess let's go around the room and everybody can say where to find themselves.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter at DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS, 21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. Don't forget, if you would like to continue the conversation online, you can find us at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. Join our League of Show Sharers. Perhaps go to iTunes, write a review, and subscribe so you will receive the show weekly. And you don't even have to do anything except plug in your iTunes phone device item. Is that what the kids are using?
That was an old-timey reference is what that was.
Yeah. I'm an Android guy. So
well,
I
all right.
Know.
Yeah.
But
can't all be winners.
No. But so do that, please. And coming up on next week.
That's it.
Ghostbusters.
We've talked about it forever.
We will finally be able to say whether or not we would no more speculation.
Yes.
Unlike 20 minutes of this episode.
Right.
So that will be coming up, well, I guess, not on the next one, but on the next one, because we'll do a box office report in between.
Don't worry, Dan. We won't spoil it for you, buddy.
So we'll label it appropriately, Dan. We apologize.
Yeah.
So thanks for tuning in, and until next time, the riffs arrive and apprehend the rogues.
Walking around some kind of lonely cloud. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.